little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Beer.
Well, I try tomorrow and I might sound weird, but my favorite drug is an high school beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Ah, yes, back at the beer aisle at Silver Creek Liquor and headed down to the Summit Brewing Company in St. Paul, Minnesota. Started back in 1986. Mark Stuerud decided to forego getting his master's in social work. Going to start himself a brewery. He knew it wasn't going to be easy. In fact, he got a letter from the Brewers Association that strongly advised him to reconsider the idea. He did it anyway, named his new brewery after St. Paul's legendary Summit Avenue, and he's on his way, and now he displays that letter at the brewery. In 1986, they started brewing in an old trucks part company in St. Paul with German Brewing Company. Started bottling their first beer. First came out in kegs. Bottles followed in 87. Now they're even doing some cans at Summit. The 90s brought expansion to the brewery, an increase in the number of beers from 5,000 barrels a year to 12,000 barrels a year. That's a nice jump. In 1999, Summit reached 1% market share of all beer sold here in Minnesota. They now produce 240,000 barrels a year. This year, like we said, they've redesigned their labels and now offer some of their beer in cans for the first time ever. Kid, we got the Southern Cape Sparkling Ale, which is a limited edition release on the, what they call their Union series.
Now, limited edition would be a good way to like describe it, just because, all right, it's a sparkling ale, right?
Right.
And you go into it thinking, all right, this is going to be pretty carbonated. And it really wasn't. It was very smooth, and it also had a kick of hops in it. And I was like, so this is not at all what I was envisioning.
I felt the same way. If I had saw this sitting on the shelf, I might have passed it by, because it's labeled as being a sparkling ale, okay, and I'm thinking, you know, light, and it says that it's a light color. And I'm thinking, probably not a lot of hop to it. So I might have passed it by. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to try it, because what a great beer. Hop farms in South Africa, other ingredients from Australia, New Zealand, and Chile. And so that's why it gets its name, Southern Cape. It's from down there. It's a very nice balancing. I thought the same thing. At first sip, I thought, not a lot of carbonation here. I would expect more to be sparkling. Then I drank a little bit more, and I thought, you know, there is quite a bit of carbonation in here.
It was a good balance of it. And yeah, when you poured it, it wasn't as light as it's saying. It was kind of golden. And also a cool thing was that when you smelled it, like the aroma, mm-hmm, I smelled some fruitiness. Not citrusy, but okay, when you drank it, I tasted citrus. And I thought that was kind of a cool little effect, if you will.
It's interesting because Summit notes in here, their flavor notes, they say pineapple and mango aroma.
Mango, okay.
So maybe that's what you're picking up. It's good. Beer Advocate gives it an 89, which is in the very good must try. So it's part of their Union series. It is limited edition only, going to be around for the summer, only comes out in small batches, and is available right now at Silver Creek Liquor. So look for it. The Southern Cape Sparkling Ale from Summit. Early morning show says two thumbs up. We say congratulations, too, to Jake and Hibbing. Congratulations, Jake, for dropping by WTBX.com and getting signed up for the Silver Creek Sampler. He's the winner of this week's gift card. Make sure you get signed up for next week and tune in for the next Silver Creek Sampler on WTBX.